The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley D. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Say hi.
Hello.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you know how to do that. If you're a first-time listener, you don't. So I'll share with you as to how you do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You are now listening to the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. Do go to Genesis Communication Network. Also, check out our columns as well. Our columns as well are out there on the front page. And I can show you the gauge. I can show you how to link up with everything that we got going on at the Sons of Liberty Radio as well over at Genesis Communication Network, if you'd like to check that out. You can also go over to our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page. Again, that is Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook page. You can also go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal, one fan page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Or you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible today for the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Always love your interaction. By the way, going back to Facebook, the interaction going on between Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Bradley Dean fan page is awesome, and I really appreciate it, friends. This is how we do it, and I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that when you call in, you make the show. We're going to be talking about useful idiots, and then at 2:45, we're going to have our friend Joe Messina out of California,
Cali, cool.
Los Angeles, California. I believe he's out of the Hollywood area, and I was just on a show yesterday, and I was going to pull him on because he's got the spark and the life that I do. So we'll see how this goes, but he'll be joining us at 2:45. Friends, we're showing you our works by our deeds. We're turning talk radio into do radio. And for those that did not know, this is, I'm about to tell you, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be. When your brains are in somebody else's head, you want the mind of Christ, you want the heart of God. And I also want to just link up with what you were saying too. Bradley Dean's article, you just have to put it out of your mind. You want to go to WND.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can also find a Western Journalism, Freedom Outpost, and the 40 plus different news outlets. So if you're looking for some really good content, and people say, well, listen, what can I do to make a difference about what I see going on there in the world today? I work a job. I'm a homeschool mom. Listen, get these articles. Like us on Facebook, Bradley Dean and Bradley Dean's fan page, double E as Bradley always says. Go ahead, and we always put our articles on there. Like them and share them. Just imagine when you share the truth, share it to all your friends and family, then they share with others and the truth gets out there. It spreads like wildfire. So that's a very practical thing you can do to help make a difference.
It's an important thing to do too, because what we're saying what needs to be said and we're doing what needs to be done. Again, showing you our deeds, not just words. And in saying that, it's also important for people to realize that, listen, there's more options out there than just what you're being told.
Right.
You have to dig a little bit. I've heard a preacher say the best teachers are always in the corner, and that's really true. And so if we want the information that we need to actually bring about resolve in this country, that's why we offer what we offer on the columns on over 40 outlets across the country. We are literally preaching to over 250,000 people to 500,000 people every week just through our columns, friends. That has nothing to do with radio. Do check them out. The last article that we got, I think we had 4,000 shares, and then we had... let me go back up to the top here.
And what's really nice while you're looking for that, what's nice about the articles, too, is they're always culminated at the end with a video. And everyone loves to watch these videos, but they're just good gold nuggets that get in people's hearts and minds. That's a good way to spread the gospel and let the message
be. I was just talking to a friend out in Tennessee right before the radio show, and I said, listen, Fox News is not your only outlet. And for those that did not know, Fox News, if that's the best you got, friends, that's why your backs are up against the wall, is because that is the best you have. That is not the best you have. What we're doing is we're bringing you facts, which are stubborn things. And the other thing good about what we're bringing forth here, friends, is we're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you facts. And right. We're bringing you back to religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, as George Washington rightly said. So that's what's always cool about the Sons of Liberty and playing it safe, is we're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you our foundation.
And it is a very interesting way of putting, you know, some people, they have great content and wonderful information. Of course, you can derive great things from it. But a lot of times, obviously, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And we also want it to come from a cool source. You know, if you take a kid...
Are you saying I'm cool?
I'm saying you're very cool.
Really?
Yeah, you owe me for that one big time.
No. I know what's going on here. She wants something.
No. You are very cool. But I actually mentioned this before I brought that up. But what I'm saying is sometimes you have people that they'll talk to students, and even though their content is great, they're boring, dry, drab
no anointing.
Speakers. There's no anointing. Yep. But then when you have the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and you top it off with a guy who is actually cool and interesting and speaks from his heart and is, you know, no nonsense, not suit and tie wearing. I'm not knocking people that wear suit and ties, but I'm saying to go to the
younger
generation.
I like that look, I like the GQ look, yeah.
Right, so I'm saying when you're going to the younger generation, if you put a suit and a tie guy in front of them and a guy that, you know, they can relate to, they're going to tend to gravitate more towards the guy they can relate to.
I got a perfect analogy.
Okay.
In saying that, to piggyback off what you're saying, of course, is to say that God speaks to the heart. There was a great orator, a speaker who came into a city to do a speech, and throughout his entire speech, his discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had any questions, because he was quite sure that, well, he could give the right answer. A man in the crowd raised his hand. The speaker then said, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite out of the apple, and proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a great speaker." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand, is it sour or sweet?" The speaker, confounded with this man's question, said, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I have never tasted of that apple." The man then replied and said, "Neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Folks, we're going to come back to the Pretty Little Princess. She's going to highlight a couple things, and then we're going to get over to the Useful Idiots. And then at the end of the first hour, we're going to bring on our friend Joe Messina out of Hollywood, California. He's a kick in the pants, friend, so hang on. Be right. We'll see you right on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Don't be afraid to give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Steph, I just got to say this. Speaking of our founding forefathers again, John Adams and John Hancock here, founding fathers, April 18th, 1775, said, "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus."
Amen. Wow. That's right. Why they gave us this blessed nation, established the way it was.
Yeah, and is.
They had it going on.
Amen.
All right, now speaking of another great man. Now, for those of you who may not know who Charles Spurgeon is, I'm going to educate you this fine Saturday afternoon. Now, Bradley, for example,
patronizing?
No, I'm not patronizing at all. If you have never read a Charles Spurgeon commentary, I want you at some point in time today, jump on your computer, go online, look up Charles Spurgeon commentary. You can find one on different subjects such as, you know, forgiveness, faith, healing, overcoming, you know, whatever. And this is a man who was called the Prince of Preachers. And he was called the Prince of Preachers for a reason, because he had such a manifestation of God working in his life continually.
He was a modern way of saying that, he was hooked up.
Totally.
Majorly.
Yeah, and if there's anyone that really ministers us over here at the Sons of Liberty, especially that Bradley likes a lot, it's Charles Spurgeon. Now, I'm going to give you, first of all, three examples of some quotes that he wrote, and then I'm also going to let you know some interesting facts about Charles Spurgeon himself. Now, for example, here's a quote on just hope. "Hope itself is like a star not to be seen in the sunshine of prosperity, only to be discovered in the night of adversity." Now, a man would have to have great testimony in that to be able to speak words such as that. How about contentment? He said, "You say, if I had a little more, I should be very satisfied. You make a mistake. If you're not content with what you have, you would not be satisfied if it were doubled."
Well, so hell is never satisfied.
Wisdom. Exactly. Yeah. This is the wisdom of this man. One more, and then I'm going to give you some interesting fast facts about him. He says on reaching the lost, "If sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped about their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our exertions, and let not one go unwarned and unprayed for."
Just talked to a friend out of Tennessee, as I talked about during the first segment. We also talked about the very things you're talking about right now. And he said, and he goes, "What's wrong with the church in America?" I said, "It's not the church, bro.
Right.
I mean, these are public people. I said, you know, Jesus was hung on the cross by these same people. I said, when we were doing high school assemblies, our opposition was the professed church because they want a new method.
Right.
They don't want to do it the way the Lord commanded them to do. They want to do it their way. And then they wonder why they get the results that are opposite of what God promised that he'd give to the church. And then they get mad at God because they don't meet him, or he doesn't meet them on their terms rather than man meeting God on his.
Yeah, it's interesting because nowadays the true church and the old church of God, those with the God's generals, they had the Spirit of God that drew in the people. Yep. Now we want new methods. Well, we'll have pizza. We'll have a, you know, some sort of music.
Secular dances.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We'll have these things. It's like, what a slap in the face. So your God is not enough and your Christianity is not moving people enough to have the God of heaven attract them to come because they want what you have, because what you have is so unspeakable. They can't even put a finger on your joy and your peace and what the Lord has given you. No, we, now we got to draw them in. We'll have a pizza party. We'll have a fun night. We'll have a bazaar.
And they use the world's standard in methods rather than God's methods.
Right, exactly. Now, going back to Charles Spurgeon, he was a man.
I wanted to make a couple points.
Okay.
Slow down a little bit. When you're talking about the generals of God, one of the things that you'll notice as well, the John Wesleys, the George Whitfields, the Charles Finneys of the day, the John Knoxes, the Martin Luther, going back to some of the reformers, going back to some of the Puritan preachers, they didn't talk about God. They walked with God. They didn't wear t-shirts that would say, what would Jesus do? No, they were exemplifying, and Christ was exhibiting himself through these men that were written epistles for all men to read. They weren't talking about what would Jesus do. They were doing it because they were seeing the Christ establishing through men that met God on God's terms. And you'll notice a big difference between the generals of God and the modern-day preachers. This is why I don't study nothing modern,
mm-hmm.
because they're fruitless. Their basket's completely empty. But when you go back to our forefathers and the Puritan preachers and the Charles Spurgeons of the day, the Prince of Preachers, that's all you see is spiritual fruit. We're talking about the Christ. We're not elevating these men. We're honoring the Christ that they serve.
Of course.
And we see the fruit of it because the gates of hell did not prevail, and they still don't if you take Christ at his word and meet him on his terms, right? So when you're talking about this, we just need to understand, friends, we need to go back 100 years and begin to study out preachers that followed the Christ, Hebrews 13, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, not the modern day
gospel. I got a
gospel.
Perfect example.
Go ahead, go for it.
Years ago, we used to have a newsletter that we would physically send out, you know, every month. Now we do emails and so on, and we do direct mails, but we had a physical newsletter that would go out, very fun, fold-out page, and we decided to do a little something on modern day preachers versus the old-time preachers. So if you look at, for example, a picture of a modern day preacher, he almost looks like a used car salesman. He's got this slick smile on his face, looking at you like, hey, come to my church and we'll talk about joy and peace and prosperity, okay? You're looking at a guy like that. And then you look at these old time guys and they look like they've been through hell backwards, literally.
Literally.
They're not smiling, they're not chuckling, nothing's funny because they know that they have a job to do and they see the world in need. And when you put up a picture of John Wesley, for example, right next to, let's say, Joel Osteen of the world, what are you going to see? You're going to see a difference in character because John Wesley was fixed. He looked like a seasoned eagle who had his eyes zeroed in on what needed to be done. It was seeking and saving that which is lost. It wasn't a feel-good, humanistic, let's be all positive message. No, it was a let's go seek
positive,
and save that which is
positive
lost.
Positive to them was an agreement with God's law, which is spiritual, not carnal, Romans 7. And this is, again, where people get so far off base, it sickens me. We were talking about this yesterday. Another quote, going back to a general of God, John G. Lake. He said, God calls to the Christian churches today. It's to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth and met the king. Declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Listen, you don't bow, you don't burn.
That's right. Absolutely. So when you go and you see the difference between modern day preachers and what they preach, obviously, to the old-time preachers, you're going to find a huge difference. Now, I want to give you some of these facts
huge,
on this.
Huge. Huge.
I mean, needless to
they're
say.
They're non-compromising.
I know you do.
They don't bend. They don't bow.
Here, let's put it to the test. How about you do this? Most people say, oh, that's kind of like my church. You know, I go because I'm supposed to go. But my pastor just always, I don't really like being there. He's always talking about not real
issues.
Okay,
wait. Did you just say, I don't like being there?
Yeah.
Well, then what are you there for
exactly.
in the first place?
You know, it's like, well, you know, I got to go to church. Listen, really, so I didn't know that church was like actually in a building. I thought that we were the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Well, feed your family a steak with riddled with poison. That's the way to go.
Exactly. You'd be better staying at home, studying the word with your family and giving the truth to your children than bringing them, and this is probably a word for someone, than bringing them to a church because the quote-unquote thing to do. What are they going to get spiritually fed more through? Going through a church and hearing a canned message or a preacher that doesn't really hit the issues, or staying at home, having a family altar time or a family church time where you sit there and you read the scriptures and you let your kids ask questions and interact, and where you teach them the truth from God's word without omitting the sensitive subjects, the obedience questions, you know, those just, you know, like homosexuality, abortion, those things, the moral issues of today, the Ten Commandments.
The church and stay out of politics.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah.
Well, it's because our founding fathers were involved in the government of our country that we have the nation we have today. We need to let our thinking go back to that old time pattern of thinking. So anyway, to say all that, I hope
when does it end?
Yeah, yeah.
When does it end?
To say all that to say this, I'm going to give you some interesting facts about Charles Spurgeon himself. And, one more thing I was going to say about that. If you want to put this to the test, go get a Charles Spurgeon commentary sometime today, read it tonight, then go listen to that pastor Sunday morning and tell me what the difference is that you see. It'll be simple. Just put it to the test. The facts are stubborn things. See which one feeds your soul and feeds your heart. Now, Spurgeon, did you know that he read Pilgrim's Progress at the age of 6 and went on to read it over 100 times? Pilgrim's Progress was the most greatest selling book next to the Bible by John Bunyan. Awesome. If you haven't yet read it or seen, there's some good films about it too. Check out one of those as well. Before Spurgeon was 20 years old, he had preached over 600 times.
Yeah.
Well, God can't use me. I'm just a teenager. I mean, I'm not even that old yet. Look at this man. Over 600 times before he's 20 years old was he out there preaching.
Yep.
Now, Spurgeon typically read, get this, 6 books per week and could remember what he had read and where even years later.
Yeah.
Very smart guy. Spurgeon once addressed an audience of 23,654 people without a microphone or any mechanical amplification.
Weekly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How many times did he preach a week?
I want to say once or twice for sure.
Did you know that John Wesley, the field preacher, rode horseback over 500,000 miles in England alone?
Yeah.
He used to eat berries, and he'd preach up to 5 times a day.
I bet he was just ashamed.
Oh, we're just too busy.
He didn't have that Cadillac to drive him around.
Ain't got the time.
That's right. Ooh.
Oh, I just ain't got the time, Bradley. I'm caught up into this, and I'm caught up into everything I shouldn't be caught up into. And I know I shouldn't be caught up into it.
But, you know, it's just these spiritual things way too... They're just too much of a burden for me.
I think we have grown out of what God commanded through consecration.
That's right.
Yeah. Folks, Bradley and Stephanie's... SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to come right back with a quote from Catherine Booth, William Booth, Salvation Army. Be right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If believers were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. And let me interject, it's not the church. It's the professed church.
Right. Catherine Booth has a great book called Aggressive Christianity. If you're looking for a good read to change your heart, totally. It's one of my favorite. It's actually my favorite book next to the Bible. It's called Aggressive Christianity. Now, did you want to finish up these things on Spurgeon, or you want to move along?
Go ahead.
A
couple more.
Okay, a couple
more. We got Joe Messina coming up in just a couple minutes here.
Okay. In 1865, Spurgeon's sermon sold 25,000 copies every week. They were translated into more than 20 languages. If you think about this, so this is 1865, we're in 2014. Mm-hmm. We're still reading his commentaries today.
This is also the apostolic pastor. Notice what I said, the apostolic pastor, that if they began to, the government began to interfere with the educational system, he would take him and his church and they would protest in the streets of England to shut down what the government was doing.
That's right.
Protestant has meaning, friends.
That's exactly right.
Oh, are we getting a little hot here?
But you know what's good about it is you notice that this man's fruit is fruit that remained. You know a man by his fruits. He's got spiritual fruits and spiritual children here over 100 years later from his walk with God, and we're highlighting what the Lord was.
The Bible talks about in the book of Malachi that he would write a book of remembrance to those that feared the Lord.
That's right. And for those of you who think that ministry is an easy thing, and you think, I just don't want to exert myself too much in my daily walk, Spurgeon often worked.
Got to get down to Disney World there.
That's right. We got to have our vacations and our sports games.
My wife got to go have a glass of something down there at the bar and hang out, you know, get rid of the kids for a couple hours.
Kids.
We deserve it.
Well, Spurgeon often worked 18 hours a day. This is interesting. Famous explorer and missionary David Livingstone once asked him, "How do you manage to do two men's work in a single day?" Spurgeon replied, "You have forgotten that there are two of us." So he was also a missionary who was doing the work that he was supposed to be doing too as well. And one final thing, Spurgeon began a pastor's college that trained nearly 900 students during his lifetime, and it continues today. So when Jesus said, you know a man by his fruits, you can see the fruit of Christ and what he wrought for this man. Over 100 years later, still going strong. People are being ministered by Spurgeon today, every day, because of that man's spiritual fruit.
It was Jesus that said, "You can do nothing without me," in John 15. So he bore fruit to the glory of the Father, Matthew 5:17. And we can see that God is glorified through the man.
Amen.
And even 100 and some years later, we're still talking about him. So praise God.
I think it might be a good thing. Yeah, next week it might be a good thing to kind of highlight these men. Take a John Wesley, go down the boards and kind of highlight these men, these old generals of God, and some interesting facts about them. I think it's a good thing to do.
Do you?
I do. Because you know what? They had so much good wisdom and knowledge. And the most modern people, I would say, they maybe heard the name, but they don't know anything about these old-time preachers.
Yeah.
And these old-time preachers really...
Listen, the old-time preachers used to say, we used to hear it thundered from the pulpits.
Right.
We used to love to hear the thunder come from the pulpits. Now, even the best of the preachers, for the most part in this country, the word is right. And what they do is they stand behind the Holy Ghost as if he's to do something that they are not willing to yield themselves over to. And again, not nitpicking, friends, just trying to get the real deal. And the way to get the real deal out is by opening the door up.
And opening your mouth and letting the Lord fill your mouth. Is open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
You know, like I said, if those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. And the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And going back to another general of God, John Wesley, who said, "I used to set myself on fire." This is what he said. "I set myself on fire every morning that the world can come watch me burn."
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's also the same guy talking about methodology in his preaching. He said he preaches 90% law, 10% grace. 90% law, because if they don't understand the law and they don't tremble before the law, why would they accept grace? If they don't understand their disease, why would they go to the great physician? Right? They understood the methodology that Jesus, they copied the Christ in everything they did, and they got the results that Christ got while he was here 2,000 years ago, because he is alive forevermore.
So they actually followed the patterns and what the Bible says to do in their way of evangelizing and preaching and reaching out to the lost?
They did it the same way. They didn't compromise.
That's a concept, isn't it?
Hey, look at George Whitefield. He said, "I was honored by having eggs thrown at me and dead cat thrown at me today."
Yep.
I was honored.
That's right.
Different
mentality.
Oh, my gosh. Now, if you say it too hard, man, I'm telling you what. You know, this is verbal abuse. Where's the love? Bradley, where's the compassion? Keep in mind, all life that is to be found by the Spirit of God is in Christ. So make sure that you have on the robes of righteousness in Christ. And what fruit does that bring forth? All righteousness, goodness, and truth. It is not outside of that. That is where the fruits of the Spirit are to be found at the end of the law. I like that.
I like that, too. Yeah. It's a good culmination of that whole thing.
I don't want to pat myself on the back too hard for actually quoting my big brothers in the faith, but you know what? All honor goes to them, not me. And all honor, they will say, goes to the Christ, not to themselves. So we're all following the same Christ. We just have to do it the way Christ commands us to do it. And again, we're going to get the same result.
And I will say this, too, and of course, Christ gets all the honor and the glory, but what makes these men honorable is the fact they actually followed Christ's precepts, and they preach the word uncompromisingly, black and white, how it's supposed to. And it takes a courageous man to do that. So we can look and say, listen, why do we honor people in history? Because they were courageous above the rest, because they stood up. You look at MLK, you look at RFK, they stood up above the rest. When people were silent, they opened their mouths. When people were afraid, they went forward. And when people didn't like it, they did it anyway.
And everybody's trying to be, they're trying to bring about their own distinction. They're trying to be their own man. Well, then do it the way Christ did it. Follow him, be who you are in him, and let him flourish through you. Right. Everybody's out there trying to be an M, okay? Everybody's out there trying to be one of these men of God. No, we emulate. We follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before us, but it doesn't mean that I try to be just like them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm trying to do my best to be what I'm called to be. Here, I got a quote from MLK of all people. He said, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted.
Yep.
He said, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of what you do, it's do you do it well.
Let's go back to MLK for a minute. Speaking of this very topic, he died on a balcony. He was killed by your own government, friends, is really what it comes down to, like it or not. That's the truth of the matter. And if it wasn't, then why did his family just sue the United States government and get paid and compensated for the murder of their father? Just do a little homework. You'll find out to be in line with what I'm saying. Congruent. I like the word congruent. But it's interesting. He died on a poor man's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He was a genius intellectually. He was a very, very big, big man. But what lane did he choose? What road did he choose?
The low road.
Servitude. Towards who? His brother. Not just blacks, black and white. I'm not going down that road today.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is he served his people. Christ served his people. But he also told his people the truth. He didn't compromise it. He didn't try to go out into another realm. He didn't try some new method. No, he did it the way Christ did it. And I think herein comes the issue that most men have in this country. Simplicity. It's too simple to figure out. You don't need to do all of that. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He chose the weak things of the world to confound that which was mighty. Friends, he's got a way of doing things, not through the wisdom of man, says it in 1 Corinthians 2, but through the power and through the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. We're not to put all of our trust into what we can do and what we can become. How many college students I've seen in ministry that have shut college down and became what Christ called them to be? And it was the right road in which they took. It wasn't the easy road, but it was the right road. Now, I'm not capping on knowledge neither, but knowledge does puffeth up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the opposite of that, to the other side of that sword, men are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So there's a proper balance. Jesus used the model of heaven as what? A little child. A little child goes off of what? Something called discernment. He listens to conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. He doesn't have an issue with understanding what's right and what's wrong in the eyes of God. Because out of the mouth of babes will come perfected praise. And that's exactly what comes out of the mouth of those that don't know. They don't have to be intellectual to be used by God, though they have to know the doctrine of God.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the apostles, they perceive that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus.
That's exactly right.
And if you look at 1 Corinthians 1:27, it says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And when you're talking about intellect, even Martin Luther King, although he was very smart, very intellectual, he always preached from his heart. He didn't let his brain get in the way of God working through his heart, because there's still an anointing on his preaching. If you hear him today, you get doused.
Well, too many intellectual individuals today, they talk over the heads of the people, and it's so complicated, and I'll tell you why it's complicated, and I've said this in the past, but I'm going to say it again. It's complicated. They speak in a way that they mean to be complicated because they don't want the modern man to actually understand, or the common man to actually understand what they're saying. But I want to reassure you, friends, they speak in such a fashion because they themselves don't understand, friends.
And oftentimes, it's those that are too intellectual that the Lord has a hard time using. It's those that are just open to Him. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world for God to use you.
Get that head out of the way.
Just be available.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Folks, we're going to come back with our friend Joe Messina out of California, Los Angeles. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsofliberty.radio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check it out. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go over to Genesis Communication Network. Thank you again for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays. Got us for another hour here. As a matter of fact, right when we get done with Joe, we got one more hour to go. But just yesterday, Joe, are you there?
He just lost him.
Oh, we just lost
call
Joe.
Call back, Joe.
Yeah, call back, Joe. Joe, Mighty Joe. Speaking of Joe Messina out of California, yesterday I was on his radio program, and he had some issues going on with some atheists going back and forth. And I just said, well, you know, it was like Russian revolutionary propagandist Vladimir Lenin who said a good communist finds use for everything and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. And when we think about useful idiots, he was talking about, you know, atheists. And I said, well, listen, atheists, If you remember again what this revolutionary said, Vladimir Lenin, he said communism precedes atheism and atheism precedes communism, both ways. Of course, just war against God, war against life, war against the light, war against all that is good, and there you have an atheist. And really when it comes down to the topic of what an atheist really is, it's idolatry. They don't want to actually give themselves or submit themselves over to God's government. So in saying that, it's kind of like when Joe had me on his radio program, I thought, you know, this is good stuff. Well, you know, we'll just kind of run down this channel and we'll see what happens here. And so we did. And I guess throughout the whole half hour that I was on his program with him, he was getting emails, an influx of emails, and he just gets beat up in California. So I suppose that's probably why he calls me and says, hey, Bradley, you want to get beat up with me? So, hey, listen, you want to get beat up
together?
I'm getting beat up. Yeah. But in the process of that, I just basically want to premise this that they're useful idiots, really, friends. And atheists know exactly what they're doing. It's not by chance they're doing what they're doing. Folks, they're attacking everything that you are. And again, you're dealing with a small portion of the American population. They want to revise, they want to rewrite American history because they want to tear down the old and they want to establish the new. And, you know, it's interesting, if they didn't believe in God, then why do they war against something that they don't believe in?
That's such a great point. You know, why do you hate something so much with such a passion and such a vengeance if it doesn't exist?
Totally.
That doesn't make any sense.
So, we've all heard this before. Joseph Goebbels rightly said, Adolf Hitler's propagandist, he said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. In other words, they can only promulgate their lie until the people figure out that they're being lied to. He goes on, it thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. In other words, continuously beat down dissenters, beat down those that actually know the truth. Does this sound familiar, friends?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what we're dealing with today? Of course it is. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. Mortal. That's what will kill the lie, is always the truth. The light is what always exposes the darkness. And he ends his quote, Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propagandist, by saying, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state.
Of course.
Listen to this.
No darkness can withstand that light.
It. Totally. Man, they're telling on themselves. You know, so friends, again, you see how the state-run media. Now, to say that, it wasn't too long ago that I walked into the post office that I could not help but notice that the propagandists, also known as the useful idiots, are hard at work attempting and, well, to continue deceiving the American people, for the most part, who say they don't believe what they're being told, but yet they allow them to promote their lies and implement their lies through every facet of American culture. Now, that does not make sense, but it makes perfect sense because we're dealing with a hypocritical society once again. But going back to, for example, what I seen on the front page of the paper at this particular time, and I'm just staying on a hot topic right now, is the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. You know, we're told that, you know, that, you know, it's implemented now and there's all these people that are supporting Obamacare, which is a lie. And we're told that all these people signed up for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which is a lie. See, but friends, again, here we have the conservatives having you chasing a bone when in fact it's unconstitutional. So what we're dealing with is that is to, again, take from the haves and give to the have-nots only to serve corrupt government purposes when in fact the opposite is true. Going back to the Russian revolutionary and propagandist Vladimir Lenin, he said a good communist finds use for everything and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are allowing this to go forth, you're considered to be a useful idiot. But today on a daily basis, we see the media propagandists forefronting or fronting for this administration and special interests. Sorry to say, friends, for those that didn't know, Jay the Clown Carney resigned.
Resigned? A was forced to resign. Is that the way that they put it to the people?
Well, canned? He probably, one of two things happened. He got fired, or they want to up the ante on the assault of the American people, or he's sick of lying for the clown.
Yeah,
that's his boss.
Yeah, anyway, it's probably not straightforward the way it seems.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they even showed Obama and Jay the Clown Carney hugging.
Did
you see this hug?
Oh, it's love.
It was awkward. It was love like is in the Obama, air. Like, get off me, dude. You know, you're not serving my purposes anymore. I'm not happy with that.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have to get...
Like, he wouldn't really be sincere. I mean, no. I find Obama to be such a sincere individual. I mean,
he's sincere in his disingenuousness.
In his lies.
Totally.
There you go.
Isn't that a scary place to be?
Seriously.
That is a violated conscience.
That's
right. What a... Isn't that terrible?
It is.
A man has to live with himself and he wants to lie. It reminds me of that guy that said he went to the moon.
Yeah.
Remember his last speech talking about the truth?
Oh, yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, he died.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. So he quote unquote, supposedly, quote unquote.
Went to the moon.
Don't forget the quotes.
Yeah.
Went to the moon. But, you know,
there's... Not one of them has ever been interviewed about the moon. We're not going there, but this is a good point.
But the thing is, you know, supposedly went to the moon. You know, there's been no interviews since the very first time. I mean, you think we went to the moon, we'd be like, you know, telling everybody. I mean,
we'd
be having interview after interview.
Hotels being built on the moon right now.
Exactly. We'd be keeping on going back there, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But at the end...
Matter of fact, I want to be the first ones to actually receive...
I think we're kind of on the moon a lot.
The ticket to go to the moon.
That's it. We need tickets to the moon. But
I wonder if he's got one in hell now. I'm curious.
You know, and Neil Armstrong, you know, he basically did this one speech on the anniversary, and he said basically with a riddled-looking conscience, with a very... convicted looking conscience and even his person demeanor, you know,
he
just
was buried in it.
Said, and there are even still things that we have yet to learn and yet to do. Basically saying, like, you know, look a little bit beyond here.
Kind of okay, now great point. Kind of like Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
NASA. Just think of the billions of dollars that the government has reallocated through NASA through the lie of telling the American people that we've gone to the moon.
Of course. Because if you think, oh, my government is all powerful, they've even been to the moon, what will you do? First of all, you'll be in awe of what they can do.
Yes.
And secondly, well, we've got to expand this space program. Give us your money.
Yep.
So then you'd even
just
do
like
that
Obamacare,
even more.
Just like Obamacare, but you have to believe the lie, and
exactly.
You have to allow the lie to implement itself.
You know, the Bible talks about if we're possible, even the very elect would be deceived. That's why you need to know the mind of Christ and have the Lord lead you, because otherwise, you know, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of the topic again, I'm paralleling this with Obamacare. If you allow the lie to go, friends,
mm-hmm.
but you're speaking about the moon. Okay, man can't even cure baldness.
Mm-hmm.
Man can't even cure the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been to the moon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
said Neil Armstrong.
And the technology back in the time that we supposedly went to the moon. I mean, my goodness.
How are we on the moon right now?
They did not have the technology back in the day.
I will
to
tell
get
you this,
moon.
Though.
No way.
If you wanted me to, I would take a lasso and I'd bring down the moon for you.
Oh, gosh.
I can do that.
My heart's pitter-pattering right now. That's so sweet.
That's why you said it.
Bring down the moon. You know, it's ridiculous. And
maybe
in fact,
if we brought down the moon, then we could see all the people that are up there.
And all the cheese, right? There's supposedly a lot of cheese on the
cheese,
moon.
Yeah. Is there rats up there?
I have no idea. But I think the Lord made a barrier.
He did.
You know, out there in space. And people say,
Which is factual. We
can do this and we can do that. Listen, there are limits that God, the Creator, has put upon his creation. And no matter how high and mighty man wants to think he is in his pride, there are certain binds and bounds and limits that man cannot, will not cross. Sorry.
Okay, now,
God Almighty
point,
is greater than that. The point is the riddled conscience, because we're talking about Obamacare and you're talking about how, you know, Jay the Clown Carney resigned and about how Obama has to live with himself with all of his lies, and much like
he's
this NASA
probably
individual.
I would suggest that he probably has to stay drugged up.
It's
in the
amazing.
Process of killing his conscience the way that he does on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. We know that Adolf was.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Call me crazy. Call me crazy.
What are your
guys.
Thoughts? 1-866-233-0747.
Useful idiots. We'll be right back after the... Well, actually, on the other side of the hour. Hold on with us. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.